producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day
program. I have my interview. Why is it?
What's going on there, Doug?
Weird stuff going on here with me, Richie.
Uh-oh.
Only happens to one half of my head. I'm not sure where the other half is, but that's all right, because I can still hear what the lovely and talented Dr. Joy Brown will have to say, and Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Kent Kronos will join us in a few moments with three or four items that are very important in the world of medicine to you this week. But first, both of these ladies are Democrats.
I'm a registered independent.
Are you registered? How do you register as an independent?
Well, that you have to register. You can't vote in primaries.
Independent?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, in New York State. You don't do that here where I am, but.
Yeah, no, I'm a registered independent. Have been since I was old enough to vote.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. An independent thinker. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aha.
Uh-huh. We can't say that about Roberta. There's nothing about her that's independent.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But neither of you, shall we say, are Republican sympathizers.
Roberta's a fiscal conservative.
Yeah, she is, but she doesn't like
it. Well, I thought Bloomberg was terrific, who's a Republican.
Oh, I love Bloomberg. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Be careful about generality.
Yes, he was. Yeah, well, you see, that's the arrogance. That's the kind of arrogance that is responsible for the Republicans having their problem. I am offended by that. Michael Bloomberg was very good Republican.
He's trying to take soda and butter away.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the death of the Nelson, the Rockefeller type Republicans that they now call rhinos, because the arrogance of the right doesn't want to tolerate anything or anybody who doesn't appreciate or approve. And you could see that on that stage last night, especially with Rubio and Cruz. I thought maybe to a lesser extent Huckabee.
Neanderthals. Neanderthals.
Well, how about that?
Well, and there's no discussion. There's no compromise. There's no focusing on issues. It's all just barbs.
Right.
It's like a bad Saturday Night Live sketch.
All right. Yeah, so you both have 60 seconds to give us your thought about last night and what came of it. If you both spent any time watching it or studying what happened.
Roberta just gave us hers.
Yeah, right.
Neanderthal. Actually, no, I was on the phone with my daughter, Victoria, who's going to be 20 in December, and while this was going on, and we were both watching it, and I asked her, as I started going into the whole thing about, you know, Ronald Reagan did this, and he was so great, and this is the Republican Party, and I asked her, I said, among your age group, does Ronald Reagan have any significance whatsoever? Do you even know who he is? And she said, well, Mom, I know who he is because I was a politics major. But he says, among kids my age, nobody knows and nobody cares. Yeah. So it just shows you how out of touch this party is.
See, for me, this was the scariest thing was that, first of all, these guys were not talking about issues. They were all talking about Trump. And it was like they were all trying to audition for stand-up. Yeah, for stand-up.
Absolutely.
Roberta, you got your 60 seconds. These are mine.
Yeah, all right. I'm agreeing, Joy.
So that's okay. But for me, the issue is, first of all, that one of these people, in theory, could be president, that nobody's talking about.
One of those people will be president. I'm betting Hillary's not going to
Doug, this
it.
Is still my 60
Excuse me,
seconds.
Yes, Joy, yes, please go ahead. Yes.
For my whole thing, what Donald Trump represents is that a lightning rod for how angry, how disaffected, how distrustful people are of the government.
Yep.
And sooner or later, I think both parties, everybody's going to have to look at that.
Yep.
We've got a whole electorate that says, screw you all. You're all idiots. We don't trust any of you. So we might as well get the class clown or the teacher's pet. Anybody. Yeah. You know, just let's have a lottery.
Outsider.
Let's pin the tail on the donkey, except it's the Republicans.
I think for me, in a perfect world, Donald Trump brings all this to light, and everybody that has been in Washington for 4 or more years takes a long, hard look at it and actually realizes,
if
I want to save my bacon,
yeah,
I better grow up. Put on my big boy pants.
And my big boy pants. Taken this much. This is how out of touch they are in general. If it takes this much of a tsunami, somebody like Trump to make this sort of impact, or all three of the leaders on the Republican side are all anti-establishment, anti-politic.
Status quo, certainly.
Right. Yeah.
Right. No, I agree. I think that may be the most important and the most significant thing. It's just the huge sense of dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And justifiably so. So what did you think, the obvious question for the women is what they thought, in 30 seconds that we have for either of you, in terms of Carly Fiorina?
Ice queen.
Man, she was not buying little Donald. She's beautiful on the inside of the outside. You know, it's like she smelled something that had really died and she wasn't going to step in it. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Do not mess
with her. She saw right through him. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, does Donald Trump have support among basic core value women? Or is Carly Fiorina, as she said when she was asked about Donald Trump saying, would you vote for that face? She said, everybody speaks for themselves. She didn't take any shots at anybody, which was smart. She stuck to the issues. But does she work with women, and does Donald Trump not work with women?
I don't think it's going to be sexual politics particularly. I think that women are looking for the same thing.
With Planned Parenthood discussion, I think there's going to be a lot of sexual politics.
No. I'm saying that there are issues, but I don't think those particular candidates I don't think those are real candidates, to be quite honest.
Really? And, any of them?
No. Yeah.
Probably not. I think the Republicans are going to have to get somebody who's not.
All right,
wasn't
so
on that
disclaimer,
team.
You got 10 seconds. Who do you pick each? Who do you like?
I like Ben Carson. He's a very gentle soul. Mm-hmm. I really like him.
What about you?
I mean, who are you going to vote for?
Oh, me, Bernie. In fact, I just contributed to Bernie again last night.
What about you?
I vote for Hillary, but she wasn't on the podium. I thought she's the most experienced, that she's the one who actually has something to say, and I think the email stuff is nonsense.
Okay. All right, you see, that's what most women in this country are thinking at the moment. So it'd be interesting if Carly Fiorina does get into a position of real influence. And how the two debates, debating what goes on with the two of them, becomes a focus of the country. All right, it's 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a moment with some groundbreaking information from the world of medicine here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event, going on now through September 30th, can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. He and I do a radio program every weekend called Good Day Health. You can call your questions in if you'd like to, 888-553-7536 to Dr. Ken, who's on the air between 7 and 9 live local on that's East Coast time, on Saturdays if you want to get your question in. Meanwhile, the Republican debate brought a discussion out of the health care issue and what all of them would do about that. But there was an interesting exchange, Ken, between Donald Trump and Ben Carson about vaccines. And I wonder what your take was. They both more or less said the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I think they did. Dr. Carson called Trump a fairly good doctor. And I think they both did agree. As my position is, there are several vaccines that are life-threatening. They save you from life-threatening illness that we all do need, as I recommended and made sure my child had. But there are a lot of vaccines that maybe we should just think about and are not necessary, and maybe we don't need such extensive dosing. And I made sure that the HPV vaccine, I didn't think my daughter needed. We talked about it, but there are a number of vaccines that they felt last night were not necessary. I think we're all in agreement.
Good. Okay, let's move to the study. This is a study that suggests one-third of Americans have high blood pressure, and those older than 60, wow. So you want to work this over?
This is a press release from the National Institutes of Health. It's not yet published, but it's an important study that may change the way we practice, and there aren't a lot of studies that do that. So if you adjust the amount of type of blood pressure medication to achieve a target systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, to 120, you reduce the rate of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke, Doug, by almost a third, and the risk of death by almost a quarter, as compared to the target systolic blood pressure usually of 140. This landmark study is called the Systolic Blood Pressure Intervention Trial, or SPRINT. It began in 2009. It recruited approximately 9,300 men and women. The goal of SPRINT was to determine the potential benefits of reducing systolic blood pressure to less than 120 for hypertensive adults 50 years and older who are at risk for developing heart disease or kidney disease. Well-established clinical guidelines recommend a systolic blood pressure, Doug, of less than 140 for healthy adults and 130 for adults with kidney disease or diabetes.
All right. So let's, even though it sounds like a purely crass commercial connection, let's talk about what comes from Neogenis, the laboratory that has presented Neo40 to us, the capsule that you can take every day, 2 minutes in your system, opens up all the arteries and veins. Then you can take later in the day for a sustained excitement and enthusiasm, super beats. How does this help the study information we just got?
Well, in the study that we just talked about, the people who were hypertensive at the beginning to get their blood pressure down to 140 took, on average, two drugs. To get their blood pressure down to this 120, which has remarkable benefits, took an average of three drugs. And that's the issue with the study. Do you want to take the risk of taking a third drug, or do you want to benefit from getting your blood pressure down to 120? And one of the nice ways for all of us to keep our blood pressure under control is to make sure that our nitric oxide levels are adequate. If our nitric oxide levels are not adequate, our blood pressure will go up. This amazing chemical that we all need. It's a gas. It helps relax the blood vessels to keep the blood pressure under control. And most of us start losing our ability at age 40 to make an adequate amount of this Nobel Prize winning important chemical. So that the folks at Neogenis have discovered this very effective way to use foods, natural foods, beets. They've dried it out. They've concentrated it. You take a teaspoon and 4 ounces of water, and you get an adequate amount of nitric oxide to help keep the blood pressure under control. The nice thing about them also is that they now have this very easy way to measure your level. You just put a little bit of saliva on a test strip. You look at the color. You can determine if you have adequate nitric oxide. If you don't, you can take the product and get it up.
800-655-4183. That's the number to order Neo 40 and Super Beast. 800-655-4183. Listen to Dr. Ken and what he says about what you need. We all need Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash pay.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, every time I hear this song, it makes me feel so good. I can remember queuing this record up and looking at it. I remember like it was yesterday. Well, not only Rise Don't Cover, but many of his hits. But the Capitol label, it's so firmly implanted in my mind. And I believe this is 3 minutes and 14 seconds, isn't it, Richie? Do you have that? Can you look at it and see?
Stop it here. Hold on 1 second.
That's not that. Anyway, Glenn Campbell.
311.
311. I was off by 3 seconds. Sorry. All right. Glenn Campbell has been moved back home. As you may recall, he's been in an Alzheimer's facility for about a year, and his wife, who has brought all of this, and he actually did, when he knew he was going down that slope, he was pretty frank about what was going on. Matter of fact, that last song, the last big hit he had, was only, what, a year or so ago, two years ago?
Maybe 2 years.
At the most. You have that? Is that what that... You don't have that.
No, song. I can get it though. Yeah. Hold on a second.
I just I think that it tells a story that we need to hear. But his talent, he started out as a kid playing guitar and became one of the most famous session guitarists in Los Angeles. And then, you know, he had a couple of hits on his own.
Played with some guitars.
Yeah, he played with all the big stars. He was a member of the Wrecking Crew at the beginning, early on.
Yeah, he was.
Playing around on himself, on his own. So, anyway, he's had a great history of being a really terrific musician, was very easily really able to bridge the gap between country music and pop music. But anyway, his Alzheimer's disease, he became pretty angry, according to his wife. Physical outbursts. And apparently one time he gave his wife a black eye.
Well, that's the disease. That's
right. Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, they have been open and sharing his story, and it's been very helpful, I think, and kind of sad. I remember the documentary last year, I'll Be Me.
I'll Never Forget You.
And the song is I'm Not Going to Miss You. Isn't that the song?
Yeah, I'm Not Going to Miss You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have that, Richie?
Yeah.
Just a little. I don't spend too much time.
I know, but it's good.
This has done a lot to raise awareness about the insidiousness. Sad, my God, is it sad?
I don't play guitar or sing my song. It never defines who I am. The man that loved you till the end. You're the last person I will love. You're the last face I will recall.
I know. The story is
powerful. Powerful song.
Ugh. All right, next up on the Musical Hit Parade, Toni Braxton and the story of her life on Lifetime, an original movie, Unbreak My Heart, which was probably her biggest song. Wouldn't you think, Kenny, of all of the hits that she...
Oh, yeah.
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 This is it.
Huge number one hit.
Yeah. 1996 was the year for this smash. So it's the authorized life story of her, Unbreak My Heart, which is going to air on Lifetime. And this is supposedly NBC's producing it. Interesting. They're also doing the same sort of story about Dolly Parton. So this is big, very popular stuff, these stars. And Hank Williams Sr.'s birthday today, born this day 1923, responsible for our thought of the day today at Good Day.
Hey,
Roberta. What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? His thought, don't take life too seriously. You can't get out alive anyway. Thank you. Hank Williams Sr., you're on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
A brand new recipe.
Good news for frat boys of all ages. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. When I was in med school, the old joke was, whatever brain cells you were born with, you died with. Mine is the ones you killed partying with alcohol. Turns out, like a lot of stuff you learn in med school, not quite true. There is increasing evidence that as we age, our brains continue to pump out new brain cells. So listen up, frat boys of all ages, and if Chardonnay is alcohol, let's not forget the ladies. Here's what you need to do to nourish your brain. Staying physically and mentally active helps newly produced brain cells to mature and be fully active. In other words, exercise is not only good for your heart, it's good for your brain. And your brain needs a challenge every day. Like, if you're conservative, watch MSNBC. Or if you're liberal, Fox News. Try not to let your head explode as you work to understand the other side's disastrous arguments. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How are we doing, everybody? All right, A-okay. Exercising your mind muscle. That's what we're doing here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown, here as a result of the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Remember, if it weren't for the ability for us to say what we think, we wouldn't be here. Rich McFadden is at the controls of our studio in Washington, and Kenny Kessler is monitoring what you think and say and write. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Donald Trump appearance, whether he can be a trusted confidant with nuclear codes. I'm looking at some of the other water cooler topics. Is it worth shutting down the government to defund Planned Parenthood? I'm going to now invoke something that I haven't done. I've stayed away from this because I'm basically a supporter of Planned Parenthood. But boy, did they screw themselves. That video and the way, the dramatic way what happens to the babies that are in some circumstances taken at almost full term. Even if it only happened
full
once.
Full term, Doug, don't buy into it.
I saw enough of the video to see that the baby was alive.
Roberta, and I'm just appalled by that.
You know, the statistics, I don't know.
I'm for plants, but I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. No, I want to finish, because Roberta's comment will make people think that I'm not for Planned Parenthood. I am not an opponent of Planned Parenthood. I need a lot of great stuff, and the amount of work that they do is the diminutive impact of abortions versus the other critical health care that they provide for many women in this country is something to be noted. I do not approve of 501c3s, no matter what, getting government funding. To stop the government, to stop Planned Parenthood, is a political ploy and nonsense, but I also think they've really hurt themselves by, even if this happened only once, it's not acceptable. All right, Richie, what were you going to say?
No, I'm just let's sit back and get the popcorn, because they're about to defend it. So let them have at it.
Well,
60 seconds, Roberta, go.
All right, defending I don't want to get too into the weeds with this, but what were you saying, Roberta? I don't want to give you short shrift.
No, what I want to say, first of all, you know, people are listening to the way some of these medical professionals are talking, and what they don't realize, and Joy will probably back me up on this, is that medical professionals, when they talk about things, talk about it very crassly, because this is their job. Mm. They don't.
It's
they
matter
don't,
of fact.
It's very matter of fact. Yeah. It's
worse than that. It's sometimes and worse than almost it. Gallows humor.
Yes, gallows humor, exactly. Same thing in the news business. Okay. There's a lot of gallows humor in the news business, and people won't understand. They think that they're being uncaring and heartless.
No, it's not that. It's the business of taking something that is obviously alive and terminating it in a way that just is
but nobody ever said this was pretty.
No, but it's
medicine is not pretty.
Can I just point out one
thing?
Go ahead, Joy. Because I don't know anybody who's in favor of third trimester abortions. I mean, it's horrifying. Mm-hmm. However, if you look at the statistics, it turns out that the vast majority, like over 90%, are because of birth defects that mm-hmm. you can't
yes.
really know. So they
yes.
are, it's a non-viable fetus. Now you can say, well, how viable is non-viable if they're alive when they're born, and it's a much more complicated issue than
right.
I mean.
So can we make
then?
I'm not disagreeing with you. Can we agree that they're videoing and having whenever you video anything, you got to figure is
everybody's going to see it
exactly.
It
so the fact that they did
video,
that,
correct? It
well, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Roberta.
Yeah.
It still puts them in a very bad light.
Videotaping it at all is disrespectful, I think,
right.
on a whole bunch of different
yeah.
levels. So,
right.
I mean, the morality, it's just disrespectful
yeah.
that all sorts of, I mean, if you've ever watched surgery, if you've ever watched, for example, a hip replacement, it's not something
it's
you want
bloody,
to see.
It's horrible.
It's not
it's
pretty. Medicine
job.
Is not
it's
pretty.
No.
But I think videotaping is disrespectful. With the possible exception of a learning tool. That I mean, the things you learn in medical school, lots of it's like being in a war. You don't talk about them again because it's important to know them.
You have a medical degree,
not
well, a psychology degree, right?
No, but I've done the first 2 years of medical school, passed board.
Okay,
so,
I knew you got
so
that somehow.
I mean, there's stuff in there, and that you have to learn it. But how you learn it is horrifying and appalling. It's truly like a battle.
It's not going to change anybody's mind.
No, I'm not. We're not about
what
that.
We believe. You
yeah.
believe what you believe.
It's, yeah,
everybody believes
tough,
what they believe.
But what it is that is so pat in this is taking Planned Parenthood and or any of the other. You see, what we lose in this discussion is all of the other dozens of 501c3s that are funded that ought not to be.
The argument, right, exactly. The argument here is, should my money be going to pay for them if I don't agree with them?
Yeah, and that's really
if your money.
Yeah, but I don't agree with it about everything. You could say that about wars. You
yeah,
could
right.
Exactly.
I don't
like the
C3s have their own ability to raise money. It ought not to be. I don't like a lot of things the government does, and it may not have a choice as to how they spend the money. But I know when somebody says they want to support this charity or that charity, I don't want them taking my money to support something that I don't believe in.
Any church? How about any
right.
no. Catholic church?
No.
Synagogues?
No. 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 If you want to
tax exempt, they're all tax exempt.
I walk up to them and hand them a check.
Yeah. Well, are you asking whether they should be tax exempt? Is that the question, Joy?
Well, yeah, I'm saying why this particular group. If you're saying get rid of all of them, I wouldn't disagree with that. But
I don't say get rid of them. I say let them go find their money themselves in their own way.
Get rid of their tax exempt status.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, right.
But I think you have to do it across the board. You can't pick and choose.
Well, that's sort of what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. So other things from the discussion, the Iran deal, that was pretty predictable where that would go. That discussion. I thought the dinner date with the president. Of China, there were a few chuckles in there. Drug policy and the discussion I thought was quite enlightening, and it was kind of fun because Ron Paul didn't want to say that it was Jeb Bush who smoked a joint.
But he stepped right up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did step right up. And then I forget who it was that said it. Was it Kasich who said, the drugs from that era are a lot different than the drugs of this era?
Yeah.
I don't remember who said that, but I think that held some water.
There were occasional points made, but they were so occasional. It was they were refreshed. It was almost like the legitimate points were the comic relief, as opposed to the rest of it, which was comic relief and not very fun.
Well, the Secret Service code names, I thought, were kind of
low energy,
yeah,
right. High energy.
So anyway, Rand Paul and what he had to say, Huckabee, why waste your time?
Lost in the dust.
Rubio is a waste of time. Cruz. A waste of time. Carson, not a politician. He thinks undocumented immigrants with good records ought to have a path to find legal work. I don't know what I felt about that, frankly.
It's going to become more and more of an issue with the Syria.
Did we think that Scott Walker brought himself around a little bit? He was the other one I was trying to think of that was right of Bush. What? Yes, no?
What about?
No.
No. Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. So that's pretty much it. All right. Let's spend just a moment. Then we're going to meet somebody who was involved or not. He wasn't involved, but maybe he ought to have been. Presidential candidate Mark Everson joins us in a moment. This Ahmed Mohammed story, he's been invited to the White House.
Yeah.
Whether you heard that story or not, if you didn't hear the story at all, remember earlier this week, this youngster, 14 years old, goes to MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas. He has gained so many fans on social media because the way the city of Irving handled the police chief. Richie, I think you have some audio from the police chief there.
I do. This is the kid that got arrested for making a clock. Taking it to
and it was
school.
Obviously a clock.
And I've seen this kid now interviewed on TV.
Yeah, he's pretty easy.
What a sweet
mood.
Kid.
Yeah,
yeah, just
right.
A sweet.
And the school looks so stupid. The police department looks even more moronic.
Kid is going to make, this kid's going to get the world's best job. He's going to get a college scholarship.
Oh, of course.
I'm going to start taking a clock to the studio.
Should be
and change my name.
All right, Richie, just so play that
here's
little bit
Larry chief. Boyd, who's the Irving police chief.
Mm. The student showed the device to a teacher who was concerned that it was possibly the infrastructure for a bomb. School resource officers questioned the student about his intentions and the reason why he brought the device to the school. The student would only say that it was a clock and was not forthcoming at that time about any other details.
He's a 14-year-old kid,
no
you moron.
To go on and taking into consideration the device's suspicious appearance and the safety of the students
clock.
And the staff at MacArthur High School.
No, it doesn't look like a clock.
The student was taken into
some wires
for possession
out
of a hoax bomb.
It's pretty clear if you look at it.
Under
what
Texas
it is.
Law, a person is guilty of possessing a hoax bomb if he possesses a device that is intended to cause anyone to be alarmed or a reaction of any type by law enforcement officers.
So innocent.
Following the standard procedures that we have, the student was handcuffed for his safety and for the safety of the officers and was transported to a juvenile processing center here at the police station. Recognizing additional facts were required, the student was released to his parents so further investigation could be completed. And our reaction, and you've seen the image, our reaction would have been the same either way. That's a very suspicious device. We live in an age where you can't take things like that to schools. Of course, we've seen across our country horrific things happen. We have to err on the side of caution. The reaction would have been the same regardless if a device like that is found under the circumstances that it was found in this school.
Sorry, no sale.
It's a black case with some computer-looking parts and lots of wires in it. So it doesn't look like a clock, but still, if you see this kid and the more you know about him and his background in science...
Bad training on the police. More bad training.
That school should have known him.
Yep. The president tweeted.
Teacher, that's the interesting thing, that because the one who really started the cascade was the first teacher. I thought it was the second teacher.
I think it was the second teacher. First teacher said,
"Yeah, second teacher."
Second teacher.
So the president tweeted, "Cool clock, comment. Want to bring it to the White House? We could inspire more children like you to like science. It's what makes America great." Hillary Clinton tweeted, "Assumptions and fear don't keep us safe; they hold us back. I'm at stake, curious, and keep building." I thought those were interesting. All right, 44 minutes after the hour. In a moment, we meet presidential candidate Mark Everson. If you've never heard of him, you'll find this conversation interesting, I believe. So stay tuned to that for that in just a second on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
46 past the hour now on Good Day. We have with us Mark Everson, who is a former IRS commissioner, a declared Republican candidate. He's not happy that he has not been invited. You filed papers when, Mr. Everson?
Oh, I've been in the campaign since March. I've got offices in both Iowa and New Hampshire, so I'm doing this the good old-fashioned way, retail politics, and I think what I offer is I have an outsider's perspective because most of my career has been in the private sector. I've run factories. I've lived and worked overseas in Turkey, France, and Zambia, so I know how to compete, but I have 6 years under Reagan and 6 years under Bush. And so I know the government as well. So I've got a unique combination and understand the issues of tax, immigration, homeland security.
Uh-oh. So it happens when you...
And cell phones, yeah, right?
No phone area. That stinks. I wanted to get it again. His website is markforamerica.com. And if you look at his platform, Kenny, I see that he is not really in the same league with his others. That is, he supports reinstating the draft in a limited way. He also supports requiring national service. Actually, I quite like that idea. I don't believe in the draft, but I think there should be a mix of things. Everybody ought to have a year to devote to their country like the Israelis do. They are required
1 year
to serve their country for 2 years. Here, if we did it for a year, it would help all of us, I believe, in maturing. It would help in many ways in the way the country is run. So, Mark, I'm glad you're back again. Mark Everson is running for president. I was just talking about how I agree with reinstating, or not necessarily the draft, but having a year required of national service. I think that's something that would be an enhancement to the country, frankly, and people of all ages.
Yes, exactly. What we've lost here is our collective sense of shared sacrifice.
Right.
I was 6 and a half when JFK said those words, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." We've got to get back to that if we're going to all pull together as one nation and confront radical Islam and all the other things we've got to do.
Right. So, Mark, Doug, let's find out. Mark, this is a long shot, you have to admit. When you're not one of the top-tier guys, you don't get on the television, what keeps you in it and what makes you committed to doing this at this point?
Well, I think it's clearly I'm 61 years old, and I've got all this experience, and I've got strong views about the country that is drifting. I don't think career politicians are going to solve our problems. There's just a disgust and a dismay with them that is reflected in half the people are supporting Trump, Fiorina, and Carson. So I'm the outsider like them. I get it. I don't have the name recognition, so I'm appreciative of the coverage that you're providing and others. But I think that as I go through New Hampshire and talk to people, they are responsive. They are listening carefully. They don't want this election stolen by Wall Street and the special interest groups. So I'm sticking with it, and we'll see where it goes. And I'm encouraged.
Good for you.
I think that's the idea. What we need are more civics lessons like you. As a matter of fact, I thought it was interesting, the discussion with the candidate that I'm not sure who brought up. I want to say Chris Christie. It may have been Ron Paul, the civics lessons that we used to learn when we were in high school. They don't even teach civics anymore. And one wonders if that isn't a deliberate attempt to keep people away from understanding how the wheels and cogs work in government.
Well, you know, you're so right. And one thing that I stand for is I say I will execute the laws as written, not as I might wish them to be.
Yeah, that's good. Mark, thank you, and good luck to you. Thank you for being here. Mark Everson, presidential candidate, markforamerica.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid.
Are you ready?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you. How the am I funny? What the is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's
I know
funny.
I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, my clothes may still be
Rags to Riches, Tony Bennett, used during the opening credits of Goodfellas. Number one movie during this week in 1990. You just heard Joe Pesci. Who else you got there, Richie?
That's it. The one and only cup from that movie.
Oh, really?
That you really need to pay attention.
It does.
Everybody knows that movie from that cut.
Yep. Get the movie in perspective. And listen to Tony Bennett. This is a recording that was made about 40 years ago, I believe, and used in this. Well, this the movie is, what, 25 years old?
Yeah.
25 years ago? And it was often confused with the Godfather movies because it's the same kind of chill, right?
Same genre.
Yeah.
Very different in tone, though, I think.
Because it's more violent?
It's just the Godfather's more stylized. Goodfellas is more blunt.
Was Pesci in any of the Godfather movies?
No. De Niro was, though.
Yeah,
Godfather 2.
Right. Yep. All right, so that's how we get started.
Both great movies, though.
Yeah, well, it depends on your... They're classic movies that are probably in
you know,
some
although and deservingly so, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci get all the credit for Goodfellas. Paul Savino is quite excellent in that movie.
Yeah, he's had a mediocre career. Early on, he did say he had some pretty powerful roles in some pretty powerful movies. But I don't think he's done anything since he was on Law & Order. But he was a couple of seasons as the sergeant in Law & Order, right?
Yeah.
But one of the detectives. All right. So let's keep moving here. Movie music with Tony Bennett gets us started every day when we do movie moments. We have some music for you to remember and some of the slices of life from some of these movies. Chuck is going to have some movie news. I think he lost a little of his time yesterday, so he'll give him plenty of time to bring us up to date on the important movie news next year on Good Day.
This multi-view report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer. Are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive. But we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC, St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of 1. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
All right, Chucker has movie news. I, in watching the debate, Chucker, found it interesting the number of movies that were being plugged, including that new Tom Hanks movie that looks quite suspenseful.
Looks good.
Quite good,
That's a Spielberg-directed movie also.
Right, yeah. Well, he and Spielberg are quite close friends, and so they work well together. All right, what else in your bag of tricks today?
Yesterday it was reported that actress Elizabeth Banks, who scored as a first-time director with the box office hit Pitch Perfect 2, is in negotiations to produce and direct a reboot of Charlie's Angels over Sony Pictures.
Hmm.
I could see that being a $20 million paycheck for somebody like Scarlett Johansson to take the lead.
Wait a minute, Charlie's Angels, what about the three?
Does Drew Barrymore still own that franchise?
Yeah.
I thought she had some creative control. She'll probably be attached as an executive producer.
Yeah, I thought she owned it.
And make some coin off it.
Yeah.
Other news, I don't know if you brought this up yesterday. Disney is eyeing actress Emily Blunt for their Mary Poppins reboot over at the studio. I think that's a perfect choice. She worked with the director of the film, Rob Marshall, in the movie Into the Woods last year. She did a really good job in that film, so I could see why they would want her. And according to reports, advance tickets will be for sale next month for Star Wars The Force Awakens, more than 2.5 months before the film's release, which is somewhat unheard of, but I have a feeling that one might be popular, Doug.
Well, yeah, it's going how long are you going to wait in line? If it took me 3 tries to get in to see The Man from U.N.C.L.E., now that they've redone the AMC theaters, have all been redone across the country.
Well, considering it'll be on 4,000 screens, and I don't really know why you need advance tickets. I mean, there's so many theaters and seats will be showing it.
Yeah. The first week you won't be able to get
it. First week or so. All right, Chuck Curry, thank you. Our movie man, Chuck Curry, part of the Good Day program for 24 years, if you can imagine that. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.